If you were to take a poll, you might find pop country music fans are more likely to embrace conservative values than, say, punk fans. It was true a number of years ago, and it's a notion that stuck with the genre. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Willis Ryder Arnold reports, St. Louis country musician Jack Grelli's new album aims to challenge those assumptions.
Jack Grelli has a very simple set of qualifications for a real country song. It's not about that pop country mix of whiskey, pickup trucks, and fooling around. For him, it's about honesty and authenticity.
You can tell right away that this person is pouring their heart out when they're singing. It's not that they're writing songs to make a paycheck.
And for Grelli, getting it right means writing songs not all country fans will like. His new album, Got Dressed Up to Be Let Down, subverts country music tropes like heartbreak and fighting to call out classism, racism, and misogyny.
As a political person that's writing in a genre and in a tradition that can often be delivered to or played for a bit more of a conservative crowd at times, I've realized that I need to incorporate some questions or some thoughts or some ideas that might kind of seep through and might kind of be like, oh, wow, yeah.
Grelli threads progressive politics throughout the album. Take the title track, for example.
I dressed up to be let down. The man that was right was nowhere to be found.
In the song, a woman stood up for a date. At first, it sounds like just another song about sorrow, but it's actually a song of empowerment.
Kind of reclaims herself and feels empowered and realizes she doesn't need this guy, she doesn't need to put love on this pedestal, is this like fulfillment that she's been seeking for her whole life. And instead, she's comfortable with herself and realizes that being the individual that she is will make her feel good and make her feel strong.
Grelli's partner, Julia Van Horn, sings in the band and thought up the song's title. They want the lyrics to convey a strong feminist message without losing the storytelling important to country music.
She was relieved when she came to see that none of it mattered. It's all make believe.
The 29-year-old's devotion to detailed narrative songwriting emerged while he hopped trains and hitchhiked cross country.
And with hitchhiking, you have to find a common ground to relate to these people. They were kind enough to let you in their car. In their small space, you're trusting them, they're trusting you. And sometimes you want to ride with them for 2 days because you're trying to get across 8 states. And it's all about finding that humanity between anybody.
Grelli's no longer on the road, but he continues writing songs that challenge listeners, sometimes to mixed results. His song, Changes Never Made, could initially be mistaken for a tale about a fight outside a Western saloon.
Charlie came in and said there was a fight.
But by the second verse, it's obviously about the death of Michael Brown, the subsequent protests in Ferguson, and media portrayals of the unfolding events.
As a body lay under a blanket in the street for over 4 hours in sun and the heat.
Grelli's reworked his stage banter time and time again for when he introduces the song. He's found not everyone in the audience is receptive to the idea that there was a point to the protests.
I've been booed, I've had people walked out, and in Nashville the other week, I got the biggest middle finger in my entire life. And it's crazy that by prefacing the song and saying in 2016, we shouldn't have to say Black Lives Matter, but we do. And by saying that simple statement right there offends people.
Grelli admits the song may not be perfect, but he believes country music needs more discussions about race, gender, and basic rights. He hopes his songs point the way to these discussions. I'm Willis Ryder Arnold, St. Louis Public Radio.